Moje de Hashem Srichin Kiddush Beznin. Yom Tovim is always totally in the Chodesh. It depends upon what day of the month it is. So you need Bezdin to be Mekadesh to Chodesh, and Api, whatever day the Rosh Chodesh is, that day of the month, that's when we have the Yom Tovim. Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the month, Yom Kippur is the 10th day of the month, Sukkot is Tezvov, Shavuos, all the Yom Tovim is totally in the day of the Chodesh. How do we have the Chodesh? By Kiddush Bezdin. But Shabbos Bereishis ain't Tzricha Kiddush Bezdin. That's what he meant to say. Shabbos is not totally in Bezdin. Shabbos is Kodesh by itself. Every seventh day is Shabbos. That's Kodesh from Maisa Bereishis onwards. That does not need a Kiddush of a Bezdin. So that's what he meant to say. He didn't mean to say that in the Torah it doesn't say Shabbos next to the Yom Tovim. He meant to say the Parsha of Nedarim has something special that it needs a Kiddush HaChodesh. It needs Bezdin to be Mekadesh to Chodesh. Mashenken, Shabbos is not totally in Kiddush HaChodesh. Even though there's no Kiddush HaChodesh, we know by itself that every seventh day is Kodesh. Vaita, what else did he mean to say by... Moedei Hashem Srichin Mumcha. Now Moedim Hashem, to make Yom Tovim, you have to have a Mumcha. Now that's as Bezdin's Mekadesh to Chodesh, that's only with the Bezdin of a Mumcha. Ma'ashen kein v'ein Parshas Nedarim Srichin Mumcha. That's what he meant to say. That in the Parsha of Yom Tovim, it doesn't say Nedarim, that Nedarim does not need a Bezdin Mumcha. But rather, Afrilu Bezdin Hedyetis. Even a Bezdin of Hedyetis could also be Matan Nedarim. That's what he meant to say. As in the Pasha Tach of Yom Tovim, that the Bezdin has to be Matan Adorim, the Bezdin has to be Mekadesh to Chodesh, for that you take need a Choshev of Bezdin. The Rebbe says, that's what it says, Shabbos Bereishis Lenemru Imoim, Vesin Shakidish Vainal Dekoma Benazle, Mother Shenemru Imoim, Linyin Setzorach Mumchen, Lekadesh Es HaChodesh, Bevnei Amoades, that to be Mekadesh or a Chodesh, you have to have a Bezdin Mumcha, special people, Avo Pashtos Nedorim Lenemru Imoim, Lyoisa Inyin, Midichsiv Asher Tikru Oysom, Ulamoisha Viyaran Komar, Mashma Deboi Trey Mumchen Kavasayu. In order to be Mekadesh to Chodesh, you have to have two special Talmid Chachomim like Moshe V'Yaron. V'yein Bezdin Shokl Masifin Oid Echad. You can't have an equal Bezdin, that's why you have to have a third person. Hare Gimel. But that's only by the Pasha of Yom Tovim. Mashenke and the Pasha of Nedarim does not need Mumcha. The Pasha of Nedarim, any three people could be Matan Nedarim. So that's what he meant to say this Inyan, that Nedarim does not say in the Pasha of Yom Tovim means you did not need a Bezdin of Mumcha. Alright, then over there. On this now, the Gemara asks the Kasha, why not? Yeah, this the Gemara asks. But still a Kasha. For Bapashas Nedarim, Rosh HaMatris Ksiv. Like, why? What do you say? What you're saying? Why is it true? In the Pasha of Nedarim itself, it says clearly Rosh HaMatris. Rosh HaMatris is Mashma Mumcha. A Mumcha is somebody special that has Smicha. To show exactly if you mamish need to have Smicha or not. At the top round talks about it says Omash from Yocho to Yochad Mumcha the Shor Nedarim Dafke Somuch is Dafke we have Smicha Ke Mumcha Shomayad Hashem the Hainu Moshe V'Yaron the Ein Hefresh Ben Zelaze the Shomayad Hashem Tzrichen Shloisha Mumcha Nedarim Saga B'Yochid that's a shah the Poshtis Mashma that the Yochad Mumcha means he has Smicha so the Rambam Zakosiv the Chol Shurav Muvik Mati Yechidi the Rambam holds not like that that to be Mati Nedarim by yourself you don't have to have smicha from the Bezdin Agodol, but rather it's enough even a yochid without smicha. Abi, you're a Rav Muvik. Now you're a special Talmud Chochem and knows the lachas clearly, then that's called a yochid mumcha. But I call upon him, the Moria Sakasha, how could you say by Nedarim? A regular three people could be Matan Nedarim. I have a Roshe Amatis Ksiv. Mashma, the head of the Matis, which are mumcha, special people, could be Matan Nedarim. Not anybody. This Gemara says, Amurel Chizda, V'taymer Rabbi Yochanan v'yochid mumcha. The Torah says like we had before. True. If one person wants to do it by himself, he could only do it if he's a mumcha. If he's a special talmid chacham that knows everything. Ma'ashenkein. If you don't have a mumcha, just normal people, then you have to have three people to matan adorim. So that's this limit also that it doesn't say haforas adorim in the parsha of Moadim. Right. Omer Rabbi Chanina. Ha'ashoysik. Al menas lemekat mefer afilu mikan v'yad yud yomim. So Bechanina is saying a big chiddush now. Amar Rabbi Chanina, ha-shoisek. If somebody hears his wife made a neder, and he kept quiet. Now usually the loch is, if you shosak for that day, the Yom Shemoya, that's it. That's called ha-kama. That's called you made a neder stand, and it's a good neder. But let's say you think clearly in your mind, ha-shoisek, you know why you're keeping quiet now? Not because you really want the neder to stay, but al-manasla make it. You just want to get your wife angry. You just want to play a game on your wife. You want to keep quiet now to make your wife feel as if she thinks that you really want the nether, even though really you don't want the nether to be here. So in your mind, you're thinking about me Mayfred later on. Just right now you want to get your wife angry, so you're keeping quiet the whole day. So he says, Mayfred, yes, this is not called a good hakama, and you could be Mayfred the nether whenever you want. Afilu mikan v'yad yud yomim. Even from 10 days, even afterwards, any time you want to, you could be made for the nether. In other words, b'yom shemoya, that we say, if you're shosak, if you keep quiet the first day you hear about it, that's the pshat, because we say, since you kept quiet, most probably you mean because you want the nether to be a good nether. But if you think in your mind clearly, I'm keeping quiet now, not because I want the nether. I know I do not want this nether to be. I only just don't want to tell my wife right away, I want to get her angry. So that's why you're keeping quiet now, so that's not called hakama. Since it's not called hakama, therefore you could be made for even in 10 days from now, which is a tremendous chiddush. Even though in 10 days from now it's not b'yom shemoya, it's not the day you heard your nether. And usually we always say the husband could only be made for the nether the day that he hears of that nether. We have before machlokes, if it's only until the end of the day, or else it's a 24-hour period. But more than that, you can't be made for. The pshat is since the day you heard about it. The shtika was not a real shtika. It was a shtika you kept quiet because you knew you wanted to be mefer. So you are not mechazik the nether right now. Therefore, you could be mefer nether even later on. That's the chanin is chiddush. This Gemara says most of Rava. Rava asked the questions on this. It says we had before a masai amru. When was it said that meis habal? If the husband dies, nisroiknar rishus liyad. His rishus, his power, gets thrown back to the father. That the father could be made for his daughter's nadarim by himself. In other words, the daughter, she's still a nara. She got married. If the husband dies, so the father could do it by himself. When was that said? Bizman shloi shoma bal. Either if the husband did not hear about the nether altogether yet, before he died. Oy sheshoma v'shosik, or else he heard and he kept quiet, and he died that day. Oy sheshoma v'hefer, or else he heard and was made for it. Umeiz boi b'yayim. But only if he died that day. Avu Shoma, let's say the husband heard about his wife's nedarim. V'kayim, and right away the husband said, I want to make this neder good. He want to be mekayim the neder. Oyshe Shoma, or else the husband heard about it. V'shosek, and he kept quiet for more than 24 hours. Umeis b'yoyim shel achrov, and he first died the next day. So since he kept quiet that whole day, posha, that shtik is called like hakama. It's called like he was Mekayim, he made the nether good. In such a case, then Yochel Ofer, then if the husband dies, the father cannot be made for anymore. Because it's considered like the husband was Mekayim the nether. So my love isn't talking about in all cases, even in the case of B'shoisik, when the husband heard about the nether, he kept quiet. Isn't it in all cases, even in a case, that the reason why he kept quiet was Al-Manasla Mekut, only to get his wife angry. But not really that he meant to be Mekayim the Neder. So Mashem, even though he only kept quiet because he wanted to get his wife angry, still that's called Kakoma. And therefore, when he dies later, the father cannot be Mefer anymore. So it's a Kashan Rabbi Chanina. The Gemara says, Loi, could be that's not Pshat in this Mishnah. It could be really only B'shoisik al-Manas L'Kayim. Maybe that we say if the husband dies a day later and he kept quiet, it's only because he kept quiet because he really meant to leave the nether. That's a normal case. Normally when you keep quiet, because you want the nether to be there. So if he kept quiet to leave the nether, that's when it's called a hakama. But it could be if you only kept quiet because you wanted to get your wife angry, but you had in mind later on to be mefer, maybe that's not called hafara, it's not called hakama, and true, later on you could be mekayim the nether. So it could be there's no kash yet on the mechanina. But the Gemara Yochi, if so, I know that's the same case, Oishoma v'kayim. If you're telling me now he kept quiet clearly, Al-Manas to be mekayim it, so that's the same case as Shoma v'kayim. Like, what's that to say two cases for? It's the exact same thing. Ella, what it means to say is like this, it could be, one case is if the husband hears about it, then he's mekayim it right away. Or else it means he kept quiet, stam. Not that in his mind he thought clearly, I want to be mekayim it. Because if he thinks that way, that's mamish like akama. But it could be shosik means he keeps quiet, stam. Stam, he kept quiet. So then we say, if you keep quiet, minastam also, what you're meant to do is to be mekayim the neder. Now the Chanina's chiddush is, if when you kept quiet though, you had clearly in your mind that you want to be made for it tomorrow. You're only doing it now to get your wife angry. So therefore this case won't be a kasha on the Chanina. This Gemara says, Mosiv Rab Chizda. Rab Chizda still has the kasha back to the Chanina. It says, Alocha, that choyma behekim mi behefer. There are certain chumris about Alocha v'akoma. That a husband could be mekayim, his wife's nadarim, has special chumris. Mi behefer, over the regular loch of to be mefer, to be that a husband could be hafara. Over hefer mi behekim, and in certain ways the loch of hafara to take away the nether is stronger than the loch of hakama. What are the chumris? Choyme behekim, what's stronger about hakama? Shahashtika mekayemes, that if you keep quiet, that's also called a good kiyam. Shtika helps, but we ain't shtika mevatelis. But after the husband wants to be mevatel the nether, to be made for the nether, if his stam keeps quiet, that's no good. Hafara means you have to speak out and say, Mufalachi, I want to take away your nether. But if you just keep quiet, that's not hafara. So in this way, hakom is more stronger than hafara. Who are then kayim, believe by kayim? The person is mekayim in the sort, that's called the good hakoma. Stam ashtik is good. Hefer believe by mefer. But if you mefer believe, that means nothing. So, kayim, once you mekayim the nether, and yachal hafer, you can't be made for the nether anymore. Once you mekayim it, you made it a good nether, that's all. Hafer, if you're made for the nether, and yachal kayim, you can't be mekayim the nether, you can't do anything either. Once you're made for it, that's it. Like this way, they're both equal. That if you're made for the nether, you take it away. But our kofon on the Gemara says, Katoni, it says here, shastika mekayemis. It says here, if the husband keeps quiet after he hears about the nether, that's called hakoma. That's called like you're making the nether stay. So my love doesn't mean to say, even in the case, but shaysik amanas make it, even in the case that the husband is keeping quiet now, only because he wants to get his wife angry, and even though he has in mind later on to be mefer, but since right now the whole day that he hears about it, he's keeping quiet, that's called hakama, not like the bechanina. The Gemara says, no, could be, there's no question, I'll tell you low, that's not pshat over here. Here it's talking about, b'shoysik ha-menas l'kayim. Only if he keeps quiet the whole day, because he has in mind to keep the nether, that's why he's being mekayim. For the Gemara, if so, hainu kayim b'libay. If so, that's the same thing as kayim b'libay. What does in your heart mean? That you keep him quiet, you're not saying anything. So if you're telling me now, shtika, being quiet also means that you're thinking in your heart you want the nether to stay, so that's the same thing as kayim b'libay. So Gemara says, Kayim b'libay. Kayim. Ela b'shoysek stam. Tell him I know again, there's no proof. It could be the two cases are kayim b'libay means in your heart you think out clearly you want to be mekayim the nether. But shoysek means you keep quiet stam. You're not thinking anything in your mind. You hear about the nether and you just stam, keep quiet. If you keep quiet for that day, that by itself is called hakama. That's the chiddush. But it could be if in your mind you're thinking clearly that you don't want to make hakam here. Really, you know you want to be made for this nether. Just you want to take your time about it to get your wife angry. So it could be, that's cool, that's good. It's not called you a makayim today. And it could be a chiddush that in 10 days from now, whenever you decide to be made for the nether, it could be you're able to be made for the nether. That's what the chanin is, be chiddush. As that's what we say, the yom shemaya. If you keep quiet, it's called hakama. That's only to keep quiet stam. You're not thinking one way over the other way. Then we say that's called a hakama. Mashenkin, if in your mind you're thinking clearly that really you want to be made for the nether, you don't want the nether to stay, just you don't want to speak it out today in order to get your wife angry for a few days, maybe that's still good, that later on you could be made for the nether. So we'll still say they're still part of the shayla. All right, we'll stop here. It's a fine test now. You're holding the fine test. Just last Gemara, you again, in the middle of the Shiloh, that Rav Chanina said a tremendous Kiddush. And now we're going to slug him up soon. But again, Rav Chanina before said that HaShoysek HaManas LeMekad, if somebody keeps quiet, only HaManas to get his wife angry, but really he has in mind to be meifa later. So Rav Chanina says, yes, is meifa afilu mikan v'yad yud yomim. That's what we had before. Rav Chanina says, even though the husband keeps quiet, v'yom shemaya, the day that he hears about the neder, but if he has in mind that he's only keeping quiet to get her angry, but really wants to be meifa later, he's allowed to be meifa later. And this now in the middle of asking questions. The last question he had was, Moser Rav Chisda, that Choyma behekim ibehofer, or behofer mebehekim. There are different halachis, hakoma has certain chumras over hafora, and hafora has certain chumras over hakoma. Choyma behekim, what's the choymer about hakoma? This is the beginning of the Gemara in the fine test.